Hello everybody, my name is Hannah Krüger and I want to talk about today about communication and knowledge transfer in OpenStreetMap. I want to start with a short introduction about myself. So as I said, Hannah Krüger, you can find me in OpenStreetMap and I think everywhere else on the web under the username Raupaupe. And I'm from the German community. I started with OpenStreetMap in 2012, so it's I started, and I'm just a hobbyist. So in everyday life, I'm a mechanical engineer for astrophysics systems. So I'm not really into mapping, just other stuff. And so what I'm doing in OpenStreetMap as my hobby is I'm a member of OSMF and FOSCIS, which is the German local chapter. And there I'm doing a lot of voluntary work according to the FOSCIS, and sometimes I'm map, but it's not what I'm doing in my everyday life. So, and what I'm else doing is maintaining the OpenStreetMap wiki. So I'm actually deleting a lot of stuff that is outdated, and that for the local chapter wiki and also for the OpenStreetMap wiki. And that's also what I want to talk about today a bit. So let's start with communication. And first of all, I want to give you a rough overview of what as my definition of communication in OpenStreetMap, it might be a bit different of what you think. So for me, everything that is related to OpenStreetMap is some kind of communication. So I think with some examples I gave here on the slide, you will agree that a discussion or a blog post or a website is OpenStreetMap related communication content. But I think when it comes to advertisement, announcement of events, or fix me or bug reports, then maybe we might think about it a bit different. So that's also what I think is communication and what is important to communicate in OpenStreetMap. And for all these things, I think there are a lot of communicators, so people that want to talk about these topics. And at least it's everyone who is related to who's doing OpenStreetMap related stuff. So for example, the OSMF or working groups, as well as mappers or companies, software developers, and so on. So the list, I think, is endless. And of course, there's happening a lot of communication between these groups and also in this group. So that is things we have to care about, that both kinds of communications is working well. Of course, for all these things communicate in OpenStreetMap, we need a lot of different medias. Every group or between every group, there are special medias that are used, and that's what I want to talk about today a lot. So first of all, we have offline communication, which is actually what we are doing right now here. So we have meetings and conferences and regular tables and so on, which is, I think, a very good thing in OpenStreetMap, that we have this online communication and not everything is presented on web pages. Because it is private, it's very personal contact, and this is also something that really, I think, makes the difference to for hobbyists like me, so that we feel like it is our hobby. And it of course strengthens also a lot of communities and special interest communities. And but of course there are problems with this offline communication. So there is not really a traceability or a and it's not confirmed. So it's not written down what is happening there. From conferences you have of course reports and the recordings. But from other meetings or meetups you will not find this. Which is, of course, a big problem if it comes to knowledge transfer. Next is group chats, which are also very, very common in OpenStreetMap. I think if you were in the talk last session with Thomas, I think there already Janet mentioned it, that there are a lot of things are happening on Slack or on WhatsApp, Telegram, here again, the list is endless. And here you have a lot of private communication, which is quite good because you get a just-in-time reply if you have a question. It is very native because, I mean, everyone who has a smartphone is using already messengers. So it makes it really bright, makes OpenStreetMap really bright because you can use whatever you like. And you will find someone who replies if you want to communicate with friends you made in OpenStreetMap. But here you have, again, it's just private access. So if you want to find a group chat, it's quite hard if it's not mentioned somewhere. And that's, of course, why the visibility of this group chat is very low. And the archive is actually not existing. You just have these timelines. And if you want to see what was discussed several weeks ago, it might be a lot of pain to get it out to figure it out from your timeline. Then a big player in communication with OpenStreetMap is Facebook. Facebook is very common in humanitarian organizations and also in the African and American communities, especially the South American communities. They are a bit more into it than the North American, but there are still a lot. In Europe, there are also Facebook groups and Facebook sites, but they are not so much maintained. So that's why I focused here on the African and American communities. And the pros of Facebook is, of course, there is a high reach and it's really popular using Facebook. So it's also great for advertisement. For example, for organizations like HOT, they are doing a lot of stuff there. And it's also easy to create groups. So if you look into the African or American companies, you will find communities, you will find there a lot of private group chats. But this also has the downside that these group chats have a very limited public access. So the timelines from the pages of, for example, humanitarian organizations, you can see what is happening there. But if it comes to private groups, it's hopeless. So we don't know what is happening there, and that is, of course, a big issue if you want to know what's going on in other countries. The next one is Twitter. Twitter is very, very common in software developers, and also there are a lot of companies that are doing Facebook, also the official channels, for example, the working groups or the board members are doing a lot of stuff on Twitter. Even mappers, for example, and of course there are also some fun stuff is happening there. I think maybe you've seen the account Anonymaps, which is someone who's doing also a lot of stuff on Twitter. And here you have the good thing that it is very easy to consume because it's just 280 characters. The popularity and also the reach can be very high if there are a lot of follower and a lot of retweets. So it can be so your communication can get really viral. But of course it's just sketchy information. So of course you can post links there, but this makes it also very, 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 very hard really to find out what is going on there. So of course you have to click all these links. You don't know if you are really interested in them and what it is about. And of course the attention span is very low on Twitter. So it's not something you can find years after that. The next thing that is often used is mailing lists, but mailing lists are more popular in Europe and in special interest communities. So what is a special interest community? For me, these are guys that are talking about, for example, power plants. So there's a big sub-community which are thinking about how to map a power plant best, what do we need, which details, and so on. There's a lot of stuff happening, and they are communicating a lot on mailing lists. So it is popular, for instance, in Europe, because in Europe most people have already mailing, so there is a high accessibility, but of course it's just in Europe and in countries where mail is something that really everybody has. Otherwise, it's not really straightforward, because you need a lot of effort to get a mail account if you don't use this medium. The good thing also is that you can go really into depth with email. So you have a lot of time to you can write long discussions, long replies, which is not really possible on social media. But as I already mentioned, there are cultural differences, especially with mail and especially with discussions. This is why you sometimes hear that mailing lists are very harsh tones sometimes. I think that's more because there are cultural differences, and especially Germans, English, and French people, they like to discuss, and they sometimes say, yeah, no, you're completely wrong, or something like that, which is then, of course, is a really harsh tone that you can find there. But I think that's more something that is related to cultural differences, but still, it's a problem. And mailing lists, there they have an archive, but don't let me start it. Other things we have in OpenStreetMap are boards. For example, the OpenStreetMap forum, the help forum, or Reddit, which are quite common in different communities. But these boards, I think, they are good for some specific purposes. But for example, for long discussions or stuff, it's not really the best option. And of course, you can write there a question and then someone answers. But after a couple of days, nobody will reply it and nobody will see it again. So there, you can find there, of course, a lot of outdated content. Not last but not least, but second last, blogs and websites. Here I want to divide it into three parts. So we have community blogs and community website, like Weekly OSM. I think that is one of the most popular things, and the OpenStreetMap blog. There are companies that are blogging, like Mapbox or OSMand. I think that are the biggest one, but there are, of course, many, many else. And there are some personal blogs from mappers, from software developers, and so on. They want to tell what they are doing. This content is very detailed, and it's also quite good linked. So you can find it when you use a search engine like Google or DuckDuckGo or whatever you like. And it's very good for reports and reviews to see them. But here again, reach is not really high, so blogs are, one specific blog is read maybe by 100 people, something like that, and then it's really a viral one. And the inhibition threshold to start a website or a blog is, of course, very high. So there is, of course, so if you are already in technical things, then you can do this. But if you want to start by scratch on basic, then it's of course quite hard, because first you need a web page, then you have to think about what to write and so on and so on, and you need to link it, and that's a lot of effort. So it's not for everyone as possible to do a blog. And what I'm actually doing a lot is the wiki, especially the OpenStreetMap wiki or other local chapter wiki. So for example, the German community also have their own wiki. These wikis allow us to share all kind of medias. So you can share their, videos. There's some people, some developers that are sharing their code, their source code from their programs, and so on and so on. You can really find there everything. And it's quite well searchable. So maybe not every one of you will agree with me about that, but it's okay. here again, it's good for searching, but it's not really good for users, because the syntax is very complicated. It's complicated to get your media uploaded to the wiki, and there is no mobile access, which makes it very, very hard for using it, for example, with a tablet or a smartphone, which also excludes a lot of people. So if we go to daily use of media, then we can see these seven groups, these nine groups of media. And I would say group chats, meetups, timeline-based media, which is Twitter and Facebook at most, and boards, they are quite good for daily use. But if it comes to the others, then they have their issues. So we see there, these are really good, good and easy to use them. But we have, of course, we have the very scattered communication, and I think that's a really good thing on the OpenStreetMap, and I really like this that we are doing this, because it makes OpenStreetMap easy to participate. There is a really low inhibition threshold, so you can use any media you like to share your ideas on OpenStreetMap, and I think that is very important, and that makes OpenStreetMap as bright and also as diverse as we are today. And and it also strengthens local communities and also special interest groups, and makes it bright, and that's something I really wanted to see more on OpenStreetMap. But we have a downside of all this scattered communication, and that is that it is really hard to find and retrieve information in OpenStreetMap. You can search on one media, but you will find a lot of other medias. You will find posts that are completely conflicted or telling you something that is completely different. And that's why knowledge transfer is so hard to do in OpenStreetMap, because you cannot really distinguish between a proposal, a current state, and outdated versions of, for example, one tag or one event or something like that, because there is so much information you have to get through. And I think for knowledge transfer, we have important points that we have to keep in mind. Knowledge transfer data must be well searchable and also persistent. It needs a high accessibility, so it has to be public access. Otherwise, you cannot search for it. There has to be multilingualism. So otherwise, we exclude local communities which do not speak. English or German or whatever the language is you're using mainly in your medium. And something else that is very important: we need a high refreshment period. Otherwise, there is no knowledge that is transferred if it's completely outdated. So, and that's then my chart about how do I think about the media's changes completely. So there is the wiki and conferences where you can search for stuff. There are boards and blogs where you can somehow search, but it's becoming much more complicated. And then there are all these media like face-to-face, meetup, group chats, timeline-based media, where you cannot really search for content that is a bit, that was discussed maybe a year ago or something, then you become big problems. And we have to deal with this issue that we have there, a conflict between media we want to use in our everyday life and media we want to use for knowledge transfer. So, and this is, I think, the big problem. So we want the scattered communication in OpenStreetMap, because it is characteristic for OpenStreetMap, and it makes it, as I said, it makes it bright and really including. We have this problem, as I already said, and that's why I think there might be a solution, but I'm not really sure if it really is a solution. But maybe it's a starting. So I think we have to choose our communication channels much more carefully, because otherwise we have communication on media that is not really made for it. Please, we have to stop mirroring channels. So I think there are a lot of mailing lists that are mirrored to forums or something like that. But I think it's not really good to have a forum post on emails, because that is something completely different, or the other way around. And I think we also need to back up important information on more global channels. For example, there are two platforms that already started. The first one is Weekly OSM. Sometimes they have summaries of what is happening on email, on mailing lists, but it's just for mailing lists or for blogs, not really for every other medium. And there's the Belgium Matrix channel, which is also sometimes summarized, and sometimes. So maybe you can start again. And what is also very important is that we really remind ourselves to keep information updated that we write on these global channels. Yeah, and that is actually what I wanted to speak about. I hope there are a lot of questions, and I'm here for the whole weekend, so I hope we can discuss this stuff and think about new ways of communicate and transfer knowledge, and then OpenStreetMap might be a bit less crowded. Thanks.
Thanks, Hannah. So I like to say that we're a community of communities, and I think you just demonstrated that. Like, we're not all talking in the same places or using the same things, and that's kind of beautiful but also complex. So thanks for breaking it down like a problem. I have a question for her, but if you have questions, please put up your hand, and Connor's going to help us move the mic around. What would you change first? If you had all the power in the world, what would you change first? What would you want OpenStreetMap to change first? Yes.
Oh, what do I want to change? So I started actually with the wiki, to clean up a bit and get out of some of the completely outdated things. Right now I'm working on updating the calendar, which is in OpenStreetMap. I'm working on it with Thomas. He had the session before with Frederik Ram. And there is a problem that events are not very good linked on OpenStreetMap. I don't know how much into detail you are with that. Right now, the calendar in the wiki is maintained by hand. So every day, someone is sitting there and is refreshing the events that every time the newest event is first. And we want to do it more automatic, and also in iCal.
So what if you had a room full of highly smart technical people who believe in open source?
Yes.
What if they actually contributed as well to keeping the communication channels?
Yeah.
So who will help Sarah? Please talk to her after that. First question, please tell me your name and your question, if you prefer.
Well, sure. My name's Dan. Hi. Thank you. That's very nice. I agree with you that it's good to have this diversity, even though it is a bit problematic. It occurred to me, that the diary system in OSM, even though it isn't, for a lot of people, it's not the main thing, the diary system in the OSM website is actually pretty good, because it's a accessible, searchable, multilingual blog. And although it's very basic, maybe that could be the core of stitching things together a bit more. What do you think?
Yes, it sounds very good. I think I've seen it a couple of times, but I'm not so into this diary. I have to get more into it.
How many people have made a diary entry? All right.
Okay.
That's pretty powerful. I think. No, you forget. Sometimes I forget. I read the diaries recently? So I have to go back 3 weeks and read diary posts. All right. Any other questions for Sarah or comments? My friend's over here. I'm just going to do a dance. Pass the camera. Say your name.
Hello, my name is Joachim, and I was a bit confused because you said the wiki is not good for mobile. I just checked it and it has a good mobile view, and I also could edit a page. So, yeah, we all know Wikipedia. Also, I use it all the time. It's the same program.
Yes, so Wikipedia has their mobile engine, I know that, but for example, the OpenStreetMap wiki do not have it, and I think it's not really in the wiki, in the wiki system. It's something completely else. So that is and this is why a lot of wikis, especially in the OpenStreetMap area, don't have mobile access. So for example, the OpenStreetMap wiki does not have it, and I think it's so I'm using the wiki, for example, to look up tags, and so I'm tagging or I'm mapping by mobile phone, so and then it's hard to find really the tag. Yes,
my name is Thierry and I'm from Brazil. Have you thought of organizing some kind of a CRM, customer relationship management system? Because in Brazil, we had some or mapathon or presentations done in universities or in companies or with government, and we started to join all the email of the people, but they haven't registered on the OpenStreetMap. So we have set up a mailing list, but then finally I was looking for a solution. Finally, I found one. I was trying to find some open ones, but there was one which was free, which was freemium, which is the Russian one called Bittrex 24. And I've put something like 1,000 contacts on Bittrex 24, but it's not a good solution. I think if it were possible to have a solution that would be global for OpenStreetMap and that would allow every local chapter to work better, that would be. Have you thought of anything like that?
Not yet, but it's a very great idea. I like this idea very much. So
that brings up something really important, right? So we spend a lot of time investing in tagging systems and processes, but it seems to me that there's some work that needs to happen to support some of these ideas, right? And so we have we did a blog post recently and did a community survey about what does this community want to do, and Sarah just did this incredible presentation talking about who we are, right? And so that's why working groups exist. And you know, the single player actors and heroes who try and do good work with the wiki, I think there's lots that we should consider. And so I'd encourage you to talk with Sarah and other people who are here, our communications working group friends. Is there anybody from the communications working group here? Maybe? In the back, thank you. So you can talk to those folks, perhaps in our working group session, which is at 4:30. And Sarah, thank you. Thanks very much.